and shoes. This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, we've been talking about making changes, that our lives being different, that, and in particular, you know, listen, there might be some changes in you that you just know you need to make. And then we've talked about the biggest changes, that you accept Jesus as Lord. And again, that's true for believers as well as unbelievers, right? And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, go back and listen to one of the other broadcasts, please. The second thing is that if you do not know the will of God for your life, the next biggest change you need to make is to know the will of God for your life. You need to find out what it is, right? So we looked at a bunch of verses. We went, and again, sometimes people get this weird idea that just because it's the will of God, it's going to automatically happen. It's not. That's what we looked at in Philippians chapter 3, where it talks about that Paul said that I press on that I may lay hold of that. What is that? The will of God for your life. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Okay, so there's two things in there. In order for Paul to walk in the will of God, he had to do two things. He had to press on and then he had to lay hold. It was not automatically going to happen. Now, then other people say, well, you can't know the will of God for your life. And to which Ephesians, where we looked in chapter 5, says that do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay? And, you know, if you realize this, and in most places in the world where you're listening to this, it's going to be Christmas Eve. You know, the will of God is that you know that you are loved. And this comes into the next part of this. Most people don't not want to know the will of God because they're concerned about what he might ask him to do. But here, right now, we're celebrating, and I know there's people that don't agree with Christmas or something. Listen, I think any time of year that we take time to set aside the fact and think about the fact that the only Son of God, the firstborn Son of God, was sent into the earth to save us and to make us his family. I don't see anything wrong with that. I just don't. I mean, if you want to, have Christmas in July. But just celebrate Jesus. And that's all that we're doing. We're not glorifying the devil. We're glorifying Jesus. We're glorifying the Father who loved us enough. And so again, this goes back to this. If you want to know the will of God for your life, and you're afraid, you say, well, you know, I just don't know what you might ask me to do. The solution to that is to think about here, now, right now. What are we doing? What are we celebrating? We're celebrating the fact that for God so loved the world, take the world out of it, make it about you. For God so loved you that Jesus was born into the earth to pay the price for your sin so that you could become a part of God's own family, so that you could become my brother, my sister. So why, if God loves you that much to give his very best, can't you trust him that his will for your life is going to be better than you have ever known? That is, you need to pursue it. This is the reason you want to know the will of God for your life. It's because God is in love with you and he wants better for you than you've ever wanted. Plus, this is the thing that assures that your life has meaning. At the end of your days, you can look back and say, I walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him. I was fruitful in every good work. Not just in some, but every good work. Okay? Yeah. I started, again, top two things so far that you want, that you need to know, if you haven't made these changes, you got to make them. Jesus is Lord as Lord of your life. And the second one is that if you do not know the will of God, find it out. And we've been talking about, in order to find it out, we looked over at Jeremiah 29, I think, where he talks about the fact that God's plans for you, again, this is your motivation. Why would I change? Because God is asking you to change into something that brings you peace and not evil, that brings you welfare and not destruction. That's only thing reason God is asking you to do anything is because it is for your betterment, for your life to be better, for your life to be stronger, for your life to be more fulfilling. That's what God wants for you. Now, you might have said, you know what? I'll give it all I've got. That's what I want to do. I want to know God's will for my life. Well, again, the first thing you need to know for the will of God for your life is what? That the Word of God is the will of God and you need to know it. So get into the Word and just start reading it. I'd start in the New Testament, but just start reading it and start praying the prayers we've already talked about. Now, if you've missed any of this, a couple things for the last two times we've talked about specific prayers that you can pray to help you know the will of God that we got out of Scriptures. And so I strongly encourage you to take time and pray those prayers. And I'm going to go over, we prayed the prayer in Colossians 1, verse 9, and now we went over Ephesians chapter 1. We started in verse 15 down through 23, and we saw where that was a prayer. And again, I tell you what, I'm going to change it into a prayer for you. And I get your Bible out. You're not going to be able to get this just listening to it or watching it. You got to get your Bible out, and you need to read along with me with this, okay? And he says here, and I just want to remind you that this is a prayer. In verse 15, it says, "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love and all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." This is also, again, this is one of the prayers we pray over our partners every day. Those of you that have given to this ministry, those of you that are partners with this ministry, we pray this over you every day because we want this for you, because this is what the Father wants for you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and change it into a prayer. You can go back and read it exactly as it's written. People say, well, you're changing the Word of God. No, I'm not. I'm applying the Word of God is what I'm doing. And so in verse 17, he says, this is what he's praying, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let me pray this like I'm praying it for myself. Father, I thank you that you are the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Father, I ask you to give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened. I know what is the hope of your calling. I know what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. Father, I thank you that you revealed to me, and I know what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards me who believes, according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under his feet and given him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Now, pray that over yourself. Think about how that would change your life. Okay, let me also say this while we're looking at it. Go ahead and turn to Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to read this prayer. We also pray this prayer every day. But I want you to see something here. I'm teaching you these prayers so that you can know the specific will of God for your life. Remember, you know the general will of God by reading the Word. But the specific will of God, this is one of the ways you find it out. These are also prayers that you can use and should be using to help you understand the Word better, okay, the Bible better. But let me say this. Let's say one of the things about your life is you don't pray very much. And you don't pray every day because you don't know what to pray. This is a great place to start. This is an awesome place to start. In fact, here's a free offer for you, okay? If you will contact this ministry at connect@kurtowen.com or just go to kurtowen.com and mention free prayers, we will send you these three prayers specifically written so that you can pray them for yourself. In addition, we'll provide for you these prayers specifically written for you to pray them for one for your loved ones. Okay? Absolutely free. Contact us at this ministry. We'll send these to you absolutely free. These two sets of prayers. Prayers so that you can pray them for yourself and so that you can pray them for your loved ones. But let's look at this prayer. Okay? We're in Ephesians 3. Now again, this is you finding out the will of God for your life. This is you understanding God's word. This is verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to you, the Father of our... That's I'm reading it the way you pray it. But for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family on heaven and earth is named, that he would grant to you. So he's praying for his partners. He's praying for these people. And this is the way he prayed it for them. But this is also, if he's praying it for them, he can pray it for you. Okay? You can pray it, and you can pray it for yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and read this prayer, and then how much time do you have left, sir? Let's see if we can do this. And this would be close. I'm going to go ahead and read the prayer, and then we'll pick up here next time and apply it to you. But this was his prayer, and this is the way we pray it for you, for the partners. And it says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family on heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now tomorrow, or the next time, we're going to talk about how you can apply this to your own life. Okay? How you can read it for yourself. All right? We love you very, very much. Remember to listen to Michael. He's got some important announcements on how you can receive these free offers. And never forget, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore?